Both on. Rav Tzadik writes that Pesach is Pesach, that the mouth talks. That's the opposite of Paroi, which is the Oisius Pera. You're not supposed to talk bad things. And the emes is everything, Sayyid Tereshev Iksav. And also he writes in Tereshev Alper, the first time a concept is mentioned, it has a shaykhus to the Inyan. It's not a coincidence that the Gemara, which we obviously learned over Shabbos, about a person supposed to talk Balashan Noki, is an Inyan of Pesach, that the mouth talks nice, and that's why the Gemara starts off saying that even though it says Or L'Arba Asar, and there's going to be Be'ezer Hashem, a whole Shakla V'Tarya, does Or L'Arba Asar mean the night of Arba Asar? Like L'Mashal, today is Yom Rishon, so there's night Seder tonight, yeah, every night. And it's early on Shani. Tonight's night say there is early on Shani, we call it. It's not Monday, it's Sunday, but it's or lit. There's a shaila of the Rashi in the first gear says the gear is the lit or our boss or le our boss. I'm not going into that now. But or la our boss or it means the night entering in. But the Gemara has a shaila. Does it mean taka night? Or does it mean light? Does it mean day? The Gemara has a tzad that Bedikas Chometz is by the day of our boss. And the Gemara has actually two blad of Shaka Batari of bringing rise to this idea where the or means Yoim, or Ar means Laila. Farshtetich, if Ar means Yoim, why are you doing the Bedika L'Ar Haner? What's the shot with the Ar Haner? We'll have to still see about that. Now the Gemara goes on to explain by Yikra Elikim L'Ar Yoim and all the different Shakavataris and Rayas that are attempted to bring another Nakuda from Rav Tzadik. He writes that there's Ar and there's Choshech Avad in the Tchilas Habriya. Avada the Tchilas Abriya, when did the Briya start? The Briya Avada started by Erev Ayivayker, right? Avada first was night and then was day. In Briya Sa'olam, first was night and then was day. He explains that sometimes you have to go through a Choshech, sometimes you have to go through a certain darkness, a certain Klipa, a certain Nisoyin, a certain hardship, and then you get to the Or. And it's fascinating, the Gemara says in Brachas, that's the first Gemara in Brachas, that we talk about Kriya Shmashal Arvis first, because by the Erev Ayivayker, the way it was in Briya Sa'olam was first Choshech and then Or. Actually, in the Beis HaMikdash, it's not like that. In the Beis HaMikdash, it's Yoim and then Laila. There are karbonos you have to bring, and if it comes night, the Zman is over. The Gemara has a Havamina that maybe by Kriya Shema also we should do it like in the Beis HaMikdash. So he says, no. You know what that Havamina was? That Havamina was that maybe Avoidus Hashem is like everything, you're ready, you start in the Or. There's no hardships, it starts right away. But it doesn't work like that. It works that Fakir, the person has to go through a Choshech, and then, after he goes through the Choshech, he's able to go into the Or. In our Misgeret, we're going to go to the Gemara on Daf Gimel Amid Beis. Zokti Gemara Hanu Trei Talmidi Haviyasi Kamei De Rav. See, the Gemara talked about before that whether R means, if R means Choshech, why don't we talk and just say Choshech? Why don't we say Laila? Why don't we say the negative thing? So the Gemara says you're supposed to talk in a Lashon Noki. So the Gemara brings Hanu Trei Talmidi Haviyasi Kamei De Rav. Chadam Shavisinu Haishmaitzik Kedavar Acher Mesanknon. The Chadam Shavisinu Haishmaitzik Kedim Mesanknon. Then the Gemara brings the Hemshech, Lagabe the Lechem Aponim. Hanu Tlasa Kahani. Chad Amalu Higieni Kipul, Chad Amalu Higieni Kezayis, Chad Amalu Higieni Kezon of Halatah. Three Kahanim were sitting around, and each one, they were comparing notes. How much each one got from the Lechem Aponim. One said he got a pull, which is a very small amount. One said he got a Shir Kezayis. And the other one said he got the size of a Zon of Halatah, which is the size of the Zon of a lizard, of a non-kosher animal. They checked after him and they said, this guy, he doesn't have yichus. He's not a koyin b'chlal. He's not a koyin miyuchus. He's not a koyin. Because it wouldn't have been proper to use such a sprach of higiani kizon of halta. Because of this agav, the Gemara is going to bring another story about the goy that came to the Karban Pesach. I hope the Olam saw the sugya. But we will first stell a little bit on this. There's an interesting kasha in the Minchas Chinuch, which was not in the Maamar Klaimus. There's a few other Minchas Chinuchs we're going to speak out today besides the ones that are there. There's a Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Kuf Lamedal, the Mitzvah of Lechem upon him, and he brings a Rashi and Menachis and a Tyrus Koyanim and a Rambam. And there's a lot of sources to this that when they did the Chaluk of the Lechem upon him, every Shabbos they did Chaluk of Lechem upon him, they were Chaytech, they cut up the Lechem upon him, everyone got an equal portion. However many Kehanim from that base Av, from that Mishmar that was waiting to get Lechem upon him, they all got the exact same size. It was a Chaluk of Shavet. If it's a Chaluk of Shavet, Frektim and Chaschinach and the Chesam Seifer and these Achroinim, how could the Gemara have the three Kehanim that are comparing whether he got a pull or a Kazayas or a Zon of Halatah? Everyone got the same size. The Minchas Chinuch bleib shver. The Mikdash David, Rab David Rappaport, he brings a few truths. And first of all, he says maybe this was at three different times. It wasn't three Kehanim that was sitting and comparing. On three different events, at three different times, there was one time when Okoyan came and said, oh, wow, I got a pull. On a different Shabbos, a different week, when there was a different Chalukah, Okoyan said, oh, I got a Kazayas, and it was all the same. So the Mikdash David has another teretz where he says that there was a Mishmar Nichnas Mishmar Yotzei, which one got five chalas, one got seven, but that's not the Knech. The Knech is that maybe one Mishmar had much more people, and therefore someone from the Mishmar that had much more people said, I got a pull, and the other one from the Mishmar that had less people said, Kazayas. And who's the third guy? It still only answers two out of the three. Interesting. He says it as a teretz. I don't get it. How does it answer the third one? What? What, Yon?
All the
mishmaris get. But I don't know, on Yontif, when all the mishmaris get, I don't know if then it's a Chalukah Shabbat for all of them. I don't know if it's per mishmar. No, on Shabbos when it was Yontif.
Maybe a Zon of Halitah is just another name for an identity.
Maybe it's also possible. I didn't think so, but you know, I don't have a riot. But
how long this is whatever was it? How large?
I said, we'll talk about it by Nitzig. We discussed Nitzig. He said, okay, now. Another teretz I was thinking is that the Gemara says in Menachos that besides the Shulchan of Moshe Rabbeinu, Shloimeh HaMelech made another 10 Shulchanos in the Beis HaMikdash. There was also 10 Menoiros besides the Menorah of Shloimeh. And there was also huge Kruvim besides the Kruvim on the Arim. The only thing Shloimeh HaMelech didn't alter and enlarge was the Mizbeach Hazav of Ketairis. That he didn't do any changes to that. Ketairis Blayg Zich, that's a separate thing. I'm sure there's a Rav Tzadik about it. But the Knech is, though, it's a Machlekes name in the Gemara that the Shulchanos of Shloimeh also have Lechem. Meaning, was there a huge, much more amount of lechem on all other 10 shulchanos of Shloimeh, Machlekes in the Gemara? Like the day that there was, could be the Chalukas lechem of Shloimeh's shulchanos doesn't have this din that it needs of the Teres Kainim, it should be Chalukas Shabbat. Stickle problem, this story happened in the second Beis HaMikdash. I don't know if it was shulchanos of Shloimeh in the second Beis HaMikdash. We'll have to work out these things. Now, there's another interesting kasha that the Beis HaLevi asks, and also the Minchas Chinuch actually in Kuf Lamed Aleph. How could you get a pull? The Chayra, Achila is Kezayis, in Kala Torah Kula, whenever there's a mitzvah Achila, Matzah, Morer, Karban Pesach, any mitzvah Achila, there's a shear of Kezayis, Ein Achila, Pachas Mi Kezayis. How is it that one of them ate only a pull? If he ate a pull, he wasn't the Kai in the mitzvah Achila. So there's a famous Yisrael for the Beis HaLevi, it's quoted in other places also for other factors, that when there's a din on the Gavra to eat, the Mayas Achi of Goy Chayvas Gavra, he has to eat a Kezayis. But over here it's a din that the Kachim should be Nechal. That the kachim should be nechal, even if he eat only a pull. Lemaisa, as long as all of the kachim in the end was eaten, it was niskayim achila. No one said that less than a kazayis is not an achila, in the sense that the carbon should be nechal. The entire carbon was nechal, even though no one ate a kazayis. Minchas Chinuch has another teretz that maybe one guy did eat a kazayis. As long as one of them ate a kazayis, the rest doesn't have to be eaten with a kazayis. But that's the pshat of the Beis HaLevi. The Netziv brings another pshat, that there was a bracha. There was a bracha that even this fellow that only got a pull, which is a tiny amount, it was bracha of kachim, the sky and the me'ayim, that there was a sevia, that it's considered an achila because he was taka seveya. And I saw that the Divrei Elio, Rabbi Elio Ragler, was masupik. You would make a birchas hamazon. You made a birchas hamazon. You would make a birchas hamazon on the pull. One second. You would make a birchas hamazon on this. The Netziv says another teretz that in a chanami, they only ate a pull of the lechem upon him, but they were mitzarefit with other kachim, and then they were makayim the achilas kezayis of kachim with other kachim. What other kachim is there on Shabbos? I don't know what else there is to eat. On a Shabbos, there's no other kachim to eat. What? It's burnt. On the mizbeach. Hahu armo. What?
A shlomim born on Friday.
A shlomim that was born on Friday. But that can be in the whole Yerushalayim. I thought we're talking about Kachay Kachim, that's being Nechal in the Azara. Okay. Hahu Armo. The Gemara continues, and the reason why we're doing the sugya of Hahu Armo is because we did the sugya of Higiyani Kippul that they were Boydik Acharov, and now we're going to see a story that they were Boydik Acharov to check if he was a guy. And it has nothing to do with Lashanaki, but it was came off from Lashanaki, which was with Pesach, as we explained. The Gemara says, Hahu Armo, to have a solik v'achl p'sachim b'Yerushalayim. Omar, Ksiv kol b'neichel ayoichel boy, kol arol ayoichel boy. This guy was being misfired. He was gaivedik. He says, it's shteitoch, a b'neichel can't eat carbon Pesach, an arol can't eat carbon Pesach, and I eat from the shufri of carbon Pesach. And he went and taunted Rabbi Yudah ben Meseira, Omar lei, Rabbi Yudah ben Meseira, mi kasafi loch me'alyo? Did they give you from the alyo? Now, of course, this is a trap, because alya is l'gavoya salki. The truth is, a carbon pesach could be a gedi or a kevis. Only if it's a kevis is there alya. But when there is alya, there's alya. And Rabbi Yudah ben Meseira told him, did they give you from alya? And the Marsha speaks out a fascinating knitch. Rabbi Yudah ben Meseira, as if you know the story, is going to set up this guy. He's going to come. Let's talk and say the story. He's going to come the next year, and he's going to say, he saw like the next year, he said, me alya safali, I want alya. I'm really, well, what's the rest of the Irish guy? And alya l'gavoya salki. The alya goes on the mizbeach. No one eats the alya. Who told you to ask for Aliyah? See, he didn't, Rabbi Yehuda ben Meseira. My height, the Kamon Batku Achrav, they found out that he's a guy, and then they killed him. A whole story. Now, the Marsha speaks out. Why did this guy not chap that he's being framed, trapped, set up to ask for Aliyah? As soon as they started saying Aliyah l'gavoya, he should have, like, you know, like, caught on quickly on the rebound, that episnished, he should, like, so one teretz is not the Marsha's teretz. Go, you should cop. Fine. But the Marsha says, no. Marsha says that this guy was tiny. I eat from the shufri. He gave a notion that he understood that only the shufra part of the carbon. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Meseira is also for a guy. Rabbi Yehuda ben Meseira told him, Afada, they knew you were a guy. They saw right through you. But everybody knows, he's lying, Rabbi Yehuda ben Meseira, but he tells him, everybody knows that the only part that's also for a yid, that's only mutter to a yid and also to a guy, is the aliyah part. That's only the shufri. If you really want to frame the yidden and see, let's see next year. I challenge you. Go ask for the aliyah, because that's the only part that's taka osir. And if you can pull that off, then we'll be able to then you'll be able to say that you taka you tricked the yidden. Now there's a whole sugi here. Tosis asks, how taka is it that this guy showed up? He didn't have to prove that he's a yid, and that's the sugi we're not going into. But there's a whole shaila about when a person comes samzi out of the blue and says, I'm a Yisrael, I'm a Kohen, give me Truma, or I'm a Yisrael. Or if you go to the Shlibach and there's exactly 10 people by the Minyan, how do you know everyone in the Minyan is Jewish? You check. How do you know? What's the story? But okay, so he Lamaisa pulled it off. Now, it says that because Rabbi Yehuda ben Meseira framed him, they checked it out and they realized that he's a guy and they killed him. So Shalchulei the Rabbi Yehuda ben Meseira, Shalom lach Rabbi Yehuda ben Meseira, the Atman, it's even, you're far away and it's even. And nevertheless, even though you were far away, Mitzudascha Prusa, the Yerushalayim. So there's a kasha that the Rishonim asked. Tosfos asks over here, why didn't Rabbi Yehuda ben Meseira be oyel regel? Rabbi Yehuda ben Meseira stayed in its even, and nevertheless, the bitui is he was able to set his trap for the other yidden to be able to kill the guy. So why was the two? It was reported as a headline in the Maamar Kaimis. There's two ikker topics. There's other sugyas as mentioned. How do you prove you're a Jewish and all that? But the two topics we're going to be ikker going into. There's other things also. Why did Rabbi Yehuda ben Meseira not oil the regel? And why did they kill the guy? Why did they kill the guy? So there's 11 mahalchim why they killed the guy. We won't speak out all 11, but let's get started. The Minchas Chinuch, which you brought in the Maamar Kaimis, brings a very interesting machlokes Rambam and Smag. The Pasuk says, Kol ben necher lo yoichel boy. Kol oro lo yoichel boy. An oro, by the way, could be a yid. A yid who's an oro also is also to eat carbon Pesach. And if a yid who's an oro eats carbon Pesach, as a bad, it's over and over. Of kol aro lo yoichel boy. That's not a machlokes Smag and Rambam. But it says that a guy that eats carbon Pesach, kol ben necher lo yoichel boy. So the Smag says, so if a guy eats from carbon Pesach, he's over the lav of kol ben necher lo yoichel boy. And the other Rishonim argue, they say can't be. It's not adding up. There are shav mitzvahs b'nei noach, aleph beis gimel dalet, Abram and Achai, aleph beis birkas Hashem gimel. Gezel, Dalet, Dinim, that's easy to remember. Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, and then the other three are the Gimel, Averis, Chamuris, Avoy, Zerah, Gidarai, Shvichas, Lama. That's the way that you remember the Sheva Mitzvah, Sveni, Noyah. It's not mentioned kol ben eichel le'yoichel bay. So the Rambam and most of Shanim hold, a goy is not over the lava kol ben eichel le'yoichel bay. The yid that makes the goy part of the chabura and invites him in and gives him to eat from the carbon pesach, the yid is over kol ben eichel le'yoichel bay. The bezdin, the klal yisrael, the chabura, not the goy. The smag holds it's the goy. Says the minchas chinuch, according to the smag, there's only sheva mitzvahs b'nei noyach. Vayis techois, there are sheva mitzvahs b'nei noyach, b'em is on his turf of b'nei noyach. But if this is did by carbon pesach of kol ben eichel yoichel boy, so catch on, kol ben eichel yoichel boy. So he's going to be chayiv. And Abizoy, this is the first of many mahalchim to explain that the goy was chayiv misa because he was over kol ben eichel yoichel boy. Now why is he chayiv misa? Because you have to catch on, a goy ben noyach is chayiv misa on all his sheva mitzvahs ben noyach. And if the smag so adds, maybe it's under the auspices of dinim. You saw such a good. It's under dinim. Okay, I just thought of that. Okay. It's under dinim, but a benoyach is chayiv misa on any of his sheva mitzvahs. So b'zoy, that's the pshat. The goy was chayiv misa because he was over the lav of kol ore layoichel boy, kol benecher layoichel boy. And al pi the shita sasmag, it's a din on the goy, and therefore, and the goy is chayiv misa even on any on proxy of bruta or a gezel on any din. Now, the Minchas Chinuch is mamshich. He says, yeah, but that's only good according to the smag. According to the Rambam with the Ime and all the other Rishonim, they learned that the lav of kol ben necher lo yoichel boy is going on the yid, not on the goy. So back to the kasha, why was the goy killed? Now, before we move on to another teretz, there's an interesting ha'ara. And this is also a Minchas Chinuch, actually. Another Minchas Chinuch, a mitzvah chavav. It's not the Rambam comes, it's a fascinating zach. A goy, by benoyach, when he's over one of his sheva mitzvahs, is not chayiv. Doesn't need a whole bezdin with Adam, Hasra, the whole thing. Even Dayan Echad, there's ganz a different gedorim of the dinim of Ben Noyach. There's a shayla, even one aid and one Dayan is enough to be Mechayiv of Ben Noyach. But we know, Haydos Valdin, Moide Beknas, a person's Moide, he's Chayiv Misa, he's not going to be Chayiv Misa. What's the din by a Ben Noyach? Is a Ben Noyach going to be Chayiv Misa, al pi his own admission? An interesting shayla. It's a Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Chavav, Mitzvah of Avodah Zarah, by and it's a chum parshas Yisroel. He clears the shilom, and then he says a fascinating lashon. I was misfold. He says he talks about this issue if a guy a guy can be chayiv with one dying even. But what about haydos atzmai? Is a guy chayiv on haydos atzmai? He says loy matzanu b'chol hashas b'inyan zeh. There's no such gemara. There's no gemara about it. Interesting lashon. There's no gemara whether a guy is chayiv on his own admission. So I had a shilom. L'chayra, why did they kill this guy according to the smag? We're up to the smag. Why did they kill the guy? Because he was over the lav of kol ben eicher. When was he over the lav of kol ben eicher? Not the year that he came and asked for the aliyah. You know what happened the year that he asked for the aliyah?
He was killed.
Well, he was killed also, but I'm saying, but they stopped him. The point being, though, they stopped him, though, before he ate it. There was a whole ruckus. He asked for aliyah. They stopped him up. He was locked up. So why are they killing him? For last year's offense. How did they know about last year? Only because of his admission. What? Oh, why two? One. Someone from the chabura came. Okay, so the emes is, Rashi says, "V'loy hoya biyad Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira lehargoi." Uviyad Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira lehoya lehargoi. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira didn't have it on his ability to kill him. I understood Rashi means he didn't have. He's in the tzivin. It's a nice thing. He's maybe the mara da asra, but he didn't have enough political clout to be able to kill a guy. He didn't have a deacon Rashi. Rashi says Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira didn't have the clout to do it, but if he would have, then he would have killed him. How would Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, he's in the tzivin. How did he get this aid from the chabur from last year on his own? Wait, how does Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira? How does Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira? One second.
That's a Rashi.
Oh, so l'chayra, you could say that Rashi means loy hoya biyad Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira that he didn't have aids. You could say that, but if the nigan of Rashi is more mashma, like he didn't have just power to do it, but it's mashma that if he would have had political power to do it, he would have done it in spite of the fact that there's no edus. It's a raya from Rashi that a goy is nerag al pi haydosai. And I think it's lashon hazov of the minchas chinuch by matzanu b'chol hashas. It's not a gemara. It's a Rashi. Gemara. It's not a gemara. It's a diak in Rashi, a good diak, a dichoy on the diak. But it's not a mefurish gemara. Ulai, that's an interesting connection to Minchas Chinuch. But akaponim kachazarnu, how many pshatim did we say so far why they killed the god? Yeah. No pshatim yet? One pshat only. What? The smag. What gezel? We by yesterday's shit.
Not sure I was yesterday.
So like this. The Minchas Chinuch himself asks and reads through the shtickle. He says, "L'char bishlam alayt esmak." He was over kol benechar. But if it's like the Rambam, what is he over? So he says it's gezel gavoya. He ate from the carbon and he's over gezel gavoya because he ate from the kachin. Rabbi Chanan and Kaivit Shiurim brings a third shot that it was gezel heavy. Forget about alumdus that it's called gezel gavoya. He ate from this is a chabur here that has a whole bunch of people. They were factoring in how much each person's going to get. He ate some of the basar. He stole from the members of the chabur. It's tamas like gezel heavy. The Netziv brings an interesting shot that this guy was nichnas into the Beis HaMikdosh, and he was tummy. Why was he tummy? Because a guy is has tumma that he's not allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdosh. I saw an interesting pshat from Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank. He brings from the Maria Sad, Karban Pesach, we are tzoyle, roishe al kirbi al krov. It's a whole complex thing that we roasted everything together. He has a whole pilpul that in Hilchis ben noyach, al din eber min achai, roasting it in such an oifen is usher for a benoyach. Mitzad the gedorim of Eben Achai. It's only mutter for a year. So he was nichshal in... Yeah, I know you have found it. He was nichshal als the gedorim of Eben and Achai. Another interesting pshat... It wasn't a lie. Another interesting pshat is that maybe they were just worried that this guy is going to be malshin on them and cause problems. And sometimes you just got to, you know, we shouldn't talk about it, but he's got to be taken care of. Katluhu. Another pshat, I don't know if the mitzvah is going to come up, brings that they checked and they were mevarer that he was over on one of the seven mitzvahs b'nei noyach, you know? They, tafrulo tik, you can translate that afterwards, okay. Oh, I saw an interesting pshat, a very big chiddush. There's a din on Erev, the fourth parak. Erev Pesach is Isra Malach. It's a whole shiloh, whether it's in the sugya. Days on the bay, Doylem didn't. This b'nei noyach, the balti was part of a very, very big chiddush. The Balkim is part of a chabur. Why is there an Issa Malach on Erev Pesach? Because of Karban Pesach, Machlokes, but because of Karban Pesach. This Benoyach, he's not a Seder, but he was part of a chabura. So he has Issa Malacha. He was over that he did, how do we know, did Malacha, they found Edom for that. Yeah, that will get Edom right now. But that's how they were Tofrelo Tik. But he was over the Issa Malacha of Karban Pesach. And another Mechudosh Tekabshad I saw once, that the same way there's Yisoid of Akam Sheshavas Chayiv Misa, Akam Sheshavas Chayiv Misa maybe is not only on Akam Sheshavas. It's maybe on anyone. Akam Shachol Karban Pesach. A Yid's not supposed to do. A Yid's not supposed to do. A guy is not supposed to do Yiddish Shazachim. I saw once that the Chiddush Arim writes that, you know, Shimon Levi killed out the whole Anshei Shechem. There's 11 Shatim in that. We speak about it on Chumash here. We don't say all 11, but this is the whole thing. But the Chiddush Arim says that what was the Chiyuv Misa of the Anshei Shechem? The Chiyuv Misa of the Anshei Shechem was because they did Bris Milah. And the same way there's Akam Sheshavas Chayiv Misa, so Akam Sheosav Rismila. He's Megayer, somebody else, but if he's not Megayer, Akam Sheosav Rismila is Chayiv Misa. He says that was Shimon and Levi's Bar Mitzvah Drosha. That was the Chiddush, that was the vote. The vote was that Mila is also like Shabbos. And they acted out, they didn't stop say the Pshetel, they acted out the Pshetel. That was their Bar Mitzvah. It comes out the Fidech Cheshem, Shimon and Levi were Bar Mitzvah B'diuk then, when they're coming back from after all the 11 Shvatim, 11, not Ben Yomim, were born. So it was Shimon and Levi's Bar Mitzvah, and their Bar Mitzvah Pshetel was Akam Sheshavas. I didn't count how many Pshetel. We said we're going by.
To
which? Oh, another territory, Chai Misa. He did lift Ne'iver. He was, what was he Machshel in? Oh, in Kol Benechar. In Kol Benechar, okay, good, okay. 12, okay, after right now.
So there's, why did also
need to... Okay,
why did Avram Avinu give you Shmuel Bris?
It's a good question. It was a tzivoy, right? It was also before Man Torah, the Shechem thing. We're going to go weiter. I know, but we're going to go weiter.
There was no tzivoy then.
Let's get to the Avdala. So let's first get to the Avdala, just so we shouldn't get... Rav Kana Chol Shadru Rabbanan Rabbi Shua Malay Dervida Malay Zil Bedoik My Dino Asash Chidin Achnapshi Karo Lavushi Vahadru Lekaro Lechari Vachi Asa Amalei Nachnapshi Amalei Ano Loi Kamino Moitzi Dibu Ksil Yoichan Achakoko Anaf Le Christ Ki Asa Amalei Chitin Asi Yovas Amalei Tzayr Nasi Yovas Amalei Tzayr Vas Lusus Mechamar 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 Okay, Dafdal. I want to talk about an interesting Shabbos, a big Machlokes Achareinim. The Mishnah is like this. The Mishnah Lamelech. No, what the Mishnah Lamelech? Toysis. Frek Toys Akash. Frek Toysis, why did Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira not oil the regal? That's the kasha. It says that they were his spilus. They said, oh, you're all the way in the tzivin, and nevertheless, your net your mitzvah was spread all the way to Yerushalayim. Why wasn't the Eilu Regel Zoktaisis? How many Tirutzim? Three. Two and a half, actually. We'll see. Zoktaisis. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseir, Shalai Alu L'Regel, Yeshloi Mar, Eretz Teretzis, Shalai Hayu Loi Karka. What's that? Where does it say? Where does it say Loi Hayu Loi Karka is Pata from Karban Pesach? You know such as that? Where did Tyson get to say Loi Hayu Loi Karka?
Karka where?
Oh, 1 second. And that's why it's only 2.5 minutes. In 1 second. Loi Hayu Loi Karka. What does it mean, Loi Hayu Loi Karka? Shenemar, what's this Yisoy? Bal. Inami. I'm sorry, oi, another teretz, oi. Zokein hoi, yashen yochal ala baragel of the potami pesach, k'moy reira. Inami, seemingly a third teretz, seemingly. Nitzivin chutz loretzi. How do you know Nitzivin chutz loretz? Two rayas, from a Sefri and from a Targum Yerushalmi. Fine. That's a hemshavah. Now. Zokein, he was an old man. So again, the three terutzim are, supposedly three terutzim is he didn't have karka, he was old, and he lived in chutz loretz. Now, assuming it's three terutzim. Fregen da achroyim. The Erste two terutzim, one at a time. The Erste teretz, ain't like karka. The oil has a yedi. It says somewhere that ain't like karka is father from Karpes. Someone has a yedi on it.
That's not the reason why.
What?
That's the reason why.
No. 1 second. There's a mafurshi gemara on dafches. Al piches. When are we getting to dafches? There's a gemara on dafches. That says mefurish, someone that doesn't own karka is potter from aliyah l'regel. That's a gemara. Dafches. For the record, there's a gemara in chagiga that a zokein is potter from aliyah l'regel. Now, hey, that's good. Ain't like karka. Gemara mefurish is psachem dafches potter from aliyah l'regel. Zokein gemara mefurish chagiga chilas mesecta chagiga zokein potter from aliyah l'regel. Toisvis bavarns and says the same way you potter from. Ayla Sri, you potter from Pesach. There's a connection. Whoever's potter from Ayla Sri, you potter from Pesach. So good to go. We have two terutzim set. The shayla is, what's with the third teretz? Nitzivin is chutz la'aretz. Azma. So what? Where does it say anything about chutz la'aretz? So there are those that say it's not a third teretz. It's really 2.5 terutzim. Because Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira didn't own karka. Why not? Teretz is. Catch on. He lived in Chutzal. He owns karka. I don't get it. Maybe he just doesn't own karka. Homeless. He's renting. I don't know. But if you're assuming, like, if the guy's living somewhere, for sure he has karka. Okay, yeah, but he lived in Chutzal. And he's a chiddush. The din of ain't like karka is that you have to own karka in Eretz Yisrael. Not Pashut, but this is already that question. So we're clearing his twice the same 2.5 towards him with three. Again, I want to recap because we have a lot to do. The kasha was why Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira was stuck and stayed, and it's even why wasn't the Eilu Regel and Makar Bakarban Pesa. Which one, by the way, what does Taisa say? Yeah, Eilu Regel. Why wasn't the Eilu Regel? So again, Taisa says because ain't like Karka, Zokei, and Chutzlarts. Fret the Mishnah Melech and the Minchas Chinuch and many Gedolei Achroinim, a bomb kasha. First of all, even the first, let's assume Taisa says three Terutzim. Even the first two Terutzim. What's the first two Terutzim? Ain't like Karka and Zokei. L'chayr, that only pates him from Eilu Regel. How do you know? First thing more. Zokem dafches, ain't like karka, pates from Eilu Regel. Zokem, chagig and dafbez, ain't like karka, zokem, pates from Eilu Regel. Yeah, but he's chayv in Karban Pesach. What's the shayches? You chayv to be makar of a Karban Pesach. Everyone who's pates from Eilu Regel is pates from Karban Pesach?
He has no technical way to bring it. He has, can't build a bubble.
Amen, yeah.
No, he should go to Yerushalayim. Not be marked of the Pesach in the Tzivin. I'm not asking that he should be marked of the Pesach in the Tzivin. He should go to Yerushalayim to be marked of the Pesach. Okay. No, you have to eat it. He wasn't Tommy making new terutzim. I'm going to get to 11. Say that.
Have you been part of the regal
and
still
free? Why not? You're part of the regal. You want to hear something? An Isha. Is Chayek to be on the regal?
No.
Is Chayek to be on the Pesach?
Yeah.
End. End of discussion. So it's a pillow. And that's the Mishnah Melech and the Minchas Chinuch Kasha. Tosfos is saying there's a connection from Eilu Regel to Pesach. It's not connected. You could be potter from Eilu Regel, but you be chayv in Karban Pesach. And then the third teretz of Chutz La'aretz, Bechlal is a pella, because it never says anywhere that Chutz La'aretz is a potter from Eilu Regel. So I want to differentiate the two topics. The first two terutzim of Karka and Zokein, we actually do have documented that Karka and Zokein is a potter in Eilu Regel. But how do we get to the jump that you potter from Pesach? Chutz La'aretz is even more shver. There's no source at all, anything about Chutz La'aretz, unless you say as a Deutsche, Chutz La'aretz is just a fancy way of saying why he didn't have karka. Now, there's a few different ways to have the Achronim go. The Tzlach, the Menachas Chinuch brings the Tzlach. The Tzlach says a fascinating thing. He says, he was Potter from Oyla Regel because of Ein Lekar Ken Zaken. Once he was Potter from Oyla Regel, he's Potter from Karban Pesach because he's Bederech Rechoika. You get it? He's Potter from Oyla Regel. And now he's Potter from Pesach because he's Bederech Rechoika. Fret the Menachas Chinuch. Derech Rechoika. You know what the Torah says, Derech Rechoika? If a person happens, perchance, to be Bederech Rechoika, plan B, there's such a thing called Karban Pesach. And the Dalit. It doesn't say, though, anywhere that being Bederech Rechoika is a Ptor. The Tzlach, the Meshun of the Gezach, the Tzlach was Mechadish, that there's a Ptor of Derech Rechoika. Marshal Amad Dabar Doyma. You know, there's a din of Val Yiro. When does Val Yiro start? Well, okay, that's a loaded topic. Either from Chatzos or when Pesach starts. But nevertheless, we have to do Bedikah before. Why? What do you mean? Why can't I just chill and then when it will come? No, get your act together. Make sure that there won't be Bal Yira. What do you mean, Bederech Rechoika? Don't be Bederech Rechoika. I heard a Dover Chiddush. A Bacher told me a Chiddush Gadol. Kind of what? Bacher came to me last week. I asked him, he said he came Thursday. He came to the Eretz Yisrael on Thursday. What was it? Zion here? I said, why did you come so late? He said, he had a ticket for Chof Ches Nisan. But he's not going to come Chof Ches Nisan. It's Shabbos. So the next available ticket was Zayin. Shh. Zamamachit to come Chav Ches Nisan. It's before Shchodesh. I think it's Zamachodesh to come Ahalach. Fakert, what do you mean you have a Ptor of Derech Rechoika? You don't have a Ptor of Derech Rechoika. You have to be. You have to be here. So make this. So it's back Shver. What's Rabbi Yehuda Ben Beseir's Ptor?
What's the relevance of Mizrachim?
No. The Tzlach is misquoted. No, but the Lashon HaTorah is Umisha the Pasuk, the Pasuk Baloisra. When you Bederech Rechoika, the Tzlach is quoting that Pasuk as, oh, Derech Rechoika is a Ptor. That's for the Menachas Chinuch Kasha. It doesn't say in that Pasuk that there's a Ptor. It says that if someone happens to be Bederech Rechoika, there is a Parsha called Pesach Sheni. The Tzlach saw in the Parsha of Pesach Sheni that there's a Ptor called Derech Rechoika.
Isn't it Mashma Pesach Sheni that there's a Ptor of
Derech Rechoika Pesach Rishon? No, you and the Tzlach. That's the Machoikis. The Tzlach saw in the Lashon HaPasuk Derech Rechoika, that must be the Ptor of Derech Rechoika Pesach Rishon. The Menachas Chinuch is shrine Hamas, that's not true. Come before. It happened to me, for whatever reason, Vaidus, you were Bederech Rechoika. Or even the Mazen, maybe. Zazayim the Mazen, but there's not a din that there's a Ptor of Derech Rechoika. That's the Machloike, Tzlach and Menachas Chinuch. If there's Pshat and Parshas Baloischa, if there's a Ptor of Derech Rechoika. Now the emes is, there's a Mahalach in the Achroinim, Rabbi Shariel is Mayruch about this Nakuda. He said an interesting Nakuda. Again, we have a problem. Toysis Be'emes, the favorite says, without the Tzlach, whoever's Potter from Ayul Regal is Potter from Pesach. But we have a problem. What about Isha? He says, you don't understand. Isha is Potter from Karban Re'iya. Just because you're Potter from Karban Re'iya doesn't mean you're Potter from Karban Pesach. But someone who's Potter from Ayul Regal, Potter from Ayul Regal, there's a Hekesh. Not a Derech Rechoika. There's a Hekesh. Like Toysis says, there's a Hekesh from Ayul Regal to Pesach. Our only nightmare was from Isha. Isha is Chayiv in Pesach and Potter from Ayul Regal. Herod says Isha is a Ptor in the carbon. But anyone that's Potter Be'etzen is what's called. Now, I want to first fear us for Chutzlaret. There are those that say that Chutzlaret is a new Ptor from Ayla Regal. Where's the Makar? So I saw Shmuel Rozovsky brings an interesting riot. The Gemara says in Eilam Tzias that they used to give people 15 days from after Ayla Regal to go back to check if they had an Aveda. There was a place to announce HaShabbos Aveda. And the Gemara is cheshbening how many days you need to get all the way to Nahar Pras, which is at the border of Eretz Yisrael, and come back. So the Gemara Cheshes, it's 15 days. He says, what do you mean? You need more. What about the people that are moving from Chutzlaretz? They have to go even further to check if they have an Shabbos Aveda and come back. So it could be, I don't know, I heard there's a yeshiva from Chutzlaretz that they leave all their Avedas there, people come and take it after with no kids. There's no, they're not holding a Shabbos Aveda. But if not, the Shmozovsky wants to bring a raya that there's no Eilu Regal by Bnei Chutzlaretz. There's no Eilu Regal by Bnei Chutzlaretz. And now, officially, I'm announcing, we're going to say now a pilpul. I'm going to say, this is a pilpul. This is the pilpulish shulter. Until now it was pshat. And now, a nakuda, the pilpulish shulter. You have to help kapot. How does it start? There's a few different parts to this. Let's first start with the Chasam Sofer and Rabbi David Deitch. There's a Chubas Chasam Sofer. There's a Chubas Chasam Sofer that brings a shoyl, some of a contemporary of his, that was Rabbi David Deitch. Rabbi David Deitch had a kasha. Karban Pesach is Doicha Shabbos. Did you know that? Yudalud Nisan that's Chal on Shabbos. Yudalud Nisan is Chal on Shabbos. It's Doicha Shabbos. You don't push it off to Tesvav. You don't push it off to next year. You don't say everyone should go to Pesach Sheni. Yudalud Nisan Pesach is Chal on Shabbos. It's Doicha Shabbos. It's a whole Gemara actually. The Gemara brings, there was a story in the times of second Beis Hamikdash with the Bnei B'Seira, and the Bnei B'Seira didn't know Pesach is Leicha Shabbos. They didn't know until Hillel came along and he told them, "What are you? B'moyadoy, Afilu B'Shabbos, Karvin Tomid is Leicha Shabbos, Musafim is Leicha Shabbos, Pesach is Leicha Shabbos." What did the Bnei B'Seira think? What were they thinking? We're going to soon see. But they had an issue, and it says, and there was Zoicha that Hillel became the Nasi because the Bnei B'Seira, what's the word? What? No, okay, I was saying more Eidel and Nusuf, that they were Mavater. They said Hillel should be the Nasi. He's the one that was Machadish the Chalashel, that came Pesach the Hashem. Now, again, I'm going to get to Rav Deutsch, but I want to just set a few things up over here. First of all, the Yerushalmi has a kasha. How could the Bnei B'Seira not know that Pesach is Leicha Shabbos? What about the 14? Lashon of Yerushalmi. What about the 14? So there's a machloikis, Pnei Moshe and Karban Eidel. What does the Yerushalmi mean to ask? What about the 14? One shot is, hey, in the past 14 years, Al pi cheshvan of the years, probably Pesach was on a Shabbos, but they didn't remember from 7 years ago, 10 years ago. Go back 14 years for sure. Within that cheshvan, it probably was Erev Pesach on Shabbos. The other shot is that Pnei Moshe brings his no. It's 14. Hey, you knew it on Rosh Chodesh Nisan 14 days ago that Erev Pesach is going to be Chal Shabbos. If you have an issue, so you know, add an extra day Rosh Chodesh, make an Ibra Yar, make an Ibra Chodesh, work it out. You had 14. So either you had 14 days, you had 14 years. The Yerushalmi answers, you're right. It was a nace. They lead in Gedulah Hillel. So Hillel should become the Nasi. Now, the Chasam Sofer brings a kash from David Deitch. Why is Pesach Deitch Shabbos? We know Rabbi Lezer holds everything is Deitch Shabbos. Mila is Deitch Shabbos. Even Mashire Mila. Any mitzvah that needs to be done is Deitch Shabbos. The Gemara says in Shabbos there's two exceptions to the rule. Tzitzis and Mezuzah. Tzitzis and Mezuzah. You're not Machal Shabbos to put up a Mezuzah and make Tzitzis. Why? Says the Gemara, because you could just be Mafir your day. You could just be Mafir the house and then you don't have to put up the Mezuzah. You have a simple cop-out. So tzitzis is not Deutsche Shabbos, mezuzah is not Deutsche Shabbos, any other mitzvah is Deutsche Shabbos. Fekker of David Deitch, why is carbon paste of Deutsche Shabbos? There's a simple cop-out. Mafkir your karka. Mafkir your karka. The same way mezuzah mafkir your house. Tzitzis mafkir the beged. So carbon paste, mafkir your karka. What's the answer? The answer is there's a difference between being mafkir, the thing itself that's mechayiv you, and being mafkir, a technical, very important halach technical ma'akev detail of karaka, but Rav David will respect the kasha. Rav David Deutsch was asking the lechayra efshir lahafkir. Some say there's a tumult about it. So I once wanted to say a cheshbon. Maybe that's what the Bnei B'Seira were thinking. The Bnei B'Seira that felt that maybe Karban Pesach is not the Shabbos. It wasn't stam. They understood. It says v'moyer. They were holding Rav David Deutsch's kasha. Efshir, we should do this patent. We should be mafkir karaka. That's a way out. That's what I want to say. Now, the fees, I want to go like this. There's a bon kasha. We asked, how did the Bnei B'Seira think that Karban Pesach is not Deutsche Shabbos? We asked, what did we ask from within 14 years back, prior probably there was an Erev Pesach on Shabbos. The past 14 days, they should have altered it. But there's another kasha that many of the Gedolei Achronim ask. Where did I see this kasha in the Chasam Sofer, the Noida B'Yehuda? If you know anything about history, the first year that the Yidden entered the Midbar, right when they left Eretz Mitzrayim, Yitzias Mitzrayim, that first year, they left on Mitzrayim on Pesach. The following year, they were Machar B'Karban Pesach, and the Tmeim, then there was a Noshon Tmeim when they showed them, and came to complain, and they made a Pesach Sheni. The next 38 years, there was no Karban Pesach, until they entered Eretz Yisrael. And Tosfos mutches, why not? But if you know a little bit about the Cheshbon of history, that Pesach, that second year in the Midbar, was Shabbos. It was Erev. I'll be the Cheshbon when you know Yitzias Mitzrayim was and how the calendar works. That year, Erev Pesach was on Shabbos. So they have a kasha. They listen to the Rambam's kasha. How could the Bnei B'Seira not know? That Erev Pesach is like a Shabbos, that Karban Pesach is like a Shabbos. There's a historical event that happened that year. What? He knows about the calendar. That's calendar in the future. But to not know what happened then.
We didn't have karka yet.
Oh, so let's remember this appeal. Why weren't they mocked of Karban Pesach the other 38 years? Why weren't they mocked of Karban Pesach the other 38 years? So Tosfos asked the kasha in Kedushin Daf Lamed Zayin, and he asks, why wasn't Klal Yisrael mocked of Karban Pesach the other 38 years? And he gives two truths. One teretz. The emes is that chiyuv carbon pesach is only once they enter Eretz Yisrael. Kach, he brings a deacon in a pasuk. Carbon pesach is only once they enter Eretz Yisrael. So why were they makrav that first year
in the Midbar?
It was a hayros shah to go against the chayte egel, the whole cheshbin. It was a one and done. By the way, if it's a one and done, maybe that answers Shabbos also. I don't know the rules of one and done. Maybe it's Hashem said one and done. Even on Shabbos, it's not a right to other things. It was a one and done. But afterwards, the next 38 years, why weren't they makrav carbon pesach according to the Eretz of Tyson, Kedushin, Aflam, and Zion? There's a custom that you're only chayiv if you're entering the Eretz Yisrael. Tyson's another Eretz. Lo ilam avad v'chiv carbon pesach is even in Chutzlars, even in the Midbar. But those other 38 years, they weren't bris milah because they had a gezerah to be, and there was no one on the covet, and they were in not the chayim. What's the word? They were nizufin l'fnei amakim. Thank you. They were nizufin l'fnei amakim, and they weren't able to do bris milah. And most of them were arelim, and al arelim they weren't makar karban pesach. So again, tais and kedushin. What's the two reasons why Klal Yisrael wasn't makar karban pesach those 38 years? Either because fakir karban pesach only starts till when they enter Eretz Yisrael, and the first year was an exception to the rule, or because they were arelim. The stipler in Birchas Peretz, I think it's also in Kilas Yaakov, but this is in Birchas Peretz in Parshas Baloisa, he says his own thought in Einfal. He says, you know why they weren't makar karban pesach those 38 years? Because since it was nigzer on them that they're going to die in the Midbar, they are aim like karka. And someone who's aim like karka is putter from Aliyah L'Rabba. And someone who's aim like karka is putter from karban pesach. And that's how they were putter from karban pesach for another 3 years. Again, let's appreciate the word. Not twice this first Peretz that you're only chayiv in karban pesach after the enter Eretz Yisrael. Not twice the second parents that they were arelim. The reason why they didn't mark a carbon pace of those 38 years, because they didn't own car. So I'm thinking it like this. That first year, why did they? Because it wasn't nigzer on them yet from the Chet Meraglim. So they had karka. Which karka? The future nachla that was promised to them. So that first year, they were able to be mark a carbon pace because they had a nachla. You know, it's a small nachla. The other 38 years, they didn't have karka. And now, until there was an Agdama, now I want to say a total. If you learn that the B'nai B'seiris Cheshvin, why they thought maybe Karban Pesach is not Doicha Shabbos, is because he's supposed to do Rav David Deitch's be mafkir the karka. You can't be mafkir your future nachla. You potentially have it, but you don't have it, and you can't be mafkir it. So that first year, you know, it was Doicha Shabbos, but then they were framed. They own karka and Eretz Yisrael. They don't have control over it. They don't have enough shoras to be mafkir it. And yes, it was Doicha Shabbos. The next 38 years, they didn't have karka. Over the clerics of B'nai B'Seir, but now in the second base of Mikdash, maybe we should be mafkir our karka and not be mafkir Karban Pesach. That was Efshe the Cheshbin of B'nai B'Seir. Now, it comes out from this type of a big chiddush. It took me a while to chop this. It's not like Rav Asher's word. I want to explain. Rav Asher learned that when someone is putter from oil regal because he's aimle karka, why is he putter from carbon pesach? He's putter from carbon pesach because if you're about aimle karka, it doesn't have to be oil. It doesn't have to be oil. It's putter from carbon pesach, so he's not there. When you're in the midbar during those 38 years, it was taken away from them their karka and Eretz Yisrael. They don't own any karka. But where are they being makar of the carbon pesach those 38 years if there would be a carbon pesach? In the midbar. So they're there. They're available. They're on the spot. If the whole chap of Eloi Karka is only a p'tor because without Eloi Karka, you're not Eloi Regula. Once you're not Eloi Regula, so you're stuck, if you don't mind, in Nitzivin. So if you're stuck in Nitzivin, you're not going to carbon pesach. The disciple is not like that. The disciple is learning that the p'tor of the 38 years was because of Eloi Karka, that the Eloi Karka itself is the p'tor. Now, there's still a few more details to work out. First of all, why doesn't Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira have Karka in Eretz Yisrael? Everyone has a chelak in the Nachla. There's a famous part from the Gra, he's Medayik from a Medrash, that the Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira was from the descendants of those that were from the Mesem Shehechi Yecheskel, from the B'nai Ephraim that had left Eretz Mitzrayim earlier. So he taka didn't have a chelak in Eretz Yisrael. That's an interesting piece. I want to speak at one or two other in the Chudis. Oh yeah, the Meshe Chochma says, the Meshe Chochma wants to say that the first year of the Midbar Ben Pesach was on Shabbos. He said, it's a good thing it was on Shabbos. How many Kehanim were there? Three. Aaron, Elazar, and Samar. Thousands and thousands of Chaburis. Who has to sheft? Anyone, Azar. Who has to do the Avodah Sadam? The Zrika? Kehanim. That's a lot of work for the Kehanim. What about the Haktar Chalavim Beivarim? You should know. Hepta Chalavim Beivarim on an Erev Pesach Shechal B'choil has to be done on Erev Pesach. You can't do it once Yom Tov starts. But when it's Chal on Shabbos, you could do it on Shabbos, Chaviv and Mitzvah B'Shaitai, but you could also do it on Yom Tov, because it's Chal B'Shabbos, Kraven B'Yom Tov. He says, it's Shaloi Kedera Chateva. If it wouldn't have been on Shabbos, they wouldn't have been able to to do the Hektach 11 Beivarim. There are 11 more Mahalchim in the Achroidim. I'm just going to say two of them. Two other Mahalchim to explain, and by the way, all the 11 Mahalchim are in similar style. It's a Cheshbon with a Derais and the Rabbanon. Let me explain. Why did the Bnei Yisrael think that Erev Pesach is not Chal on Shabbos, is not Leif Shabbos? They know historically that that year in the Midbar they did. And the answer is, that year in the Midbar they did it with a scam. They did it with the Gadol, with the Katan Shechting Oymen Al Gabov. They did it Shnayim Sha'asu. All kinds of Eifanim that catch on is not a Chal on Shabbos, but that Midbar Rabbanon is not a good Shechita. But it was before those the Rabbanons were enacted. So all kind of various Eifanim, that's what the B'nai B'Zayir were thinking to themselves. What happened 14 years ago, that's what Rishalmi made. But this that they should know from what happened on Shabbos, they did it with all kind of Eifanim that are not Reis Kalvin, Lefi HaEmes. In Yeretz Hashem, tomorrow, this is the plan, we are starting fresh from Behashto de Kaimelon, Dalet Amin Aleph, Behashto de Kaimelon, and we will go at a subdued pace. Oh yeah, you want to come for Shabbos? Yeah, so in Yeretz Hashem, and Yeretz Hashem, pending, there's going to be a Suddhis Shabbos in Yeshiva for the Oilam, for our share, for all the share, but every share separate. Details to follow. Please be aware of that.
I'm going to test the final one. I mean, Sarah was a Zakin. He knew he was never going to make it to Eretz Yisrael, so his Nacha didn't exist. The same way the Gzeira on the Yidna, they were going to die.
But you think the second base of Mikdash?
He was never going to go, meaning he has a Nacha in Eretz Yisrael, right? We said, why doesn't he have a Nacha? He gave him a Teretz, maybe, whatever.
But you think Sarah was in the times of the base of Mikdash?
He wasn't there. He wasn't living there. And it was an Gzeira on him, meaning that he's going to die. He was a Zakin. He was never going to make it to Eretz Yisrael.
So it's similar to the Midbar people.
And I say in the beginning, on the Kazayas, the Taz, we famously have the Taz by Kiddush, right? Everyone relies on
Yeah,
it's a small amount.
Very good.
Same thing, a chashuv zach, I'm a carbon, I'm a thing.
Very good.